Welcome back. In this session, we're building a drum and bass, jungle leaning breakbeat DJ tool in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it with an automation first workflow. That means we're not going to write a perfect drum pattern first and then try to decorate it with automation later. Instead, we're going to build a small set of performance controls up front, like a mini DJ mixer built into your break track, and then we'll shape the track's energy by automating those controls. By the end, you'll have a clean, mix-friendly structure, a 16-bar intro, a 32-bar drop, a 16-bar breakdown, and a 32-bar second drop, something you can actually mix or expand into a full tune later. All right, open Ableton Live 12. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic modern DNB pocket, and it's fast enough that when we do 8-bar automation moves, they'll feel like real DNB phrasing. Time signature is 4/4. Set global quantization to 1 bar, top left. That's important because we're going to launch clips and scenes like a DJ, and you want everything snapping to bar lines. Now let's lay out a clean session view template. Create an audio track and name it Break. Then create 3 MIDI tracks, kick, snare, and hat/shuff. Create another audio track called FX Noise, and then create 2 return tracks. Name return a short rev and return B-dub delay. Let's quickly set up the returns with stock devices so everything feels DJ tool ready. On short rev, load reverb. Set the decay around 0.7 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 10k. Make sure dry/wet is 100%, because it's a return. On dub delay, load echo. Set time to 1/8 note, or if you want a little more jungle swing, try 3/16. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it so the low end isn't muddy, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 7 to 10k. Dry/wet stays 100%. Cool. Now we need a break. Drag a breakbeat loop into the break track. Amen style. Think. Funky drummer. Anything with character. Click the clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and preserve to transients. Now here's a big one. Find the very first clear kick transient and right click. Set 1.1.1 here. That single action is what makes the whole workflow feel tight. If your break is smearing or clicking weirdly, don't panic. Beats mode is usually the right starting point for breaks, but you can adjust how it treats transients. If it's too choppy, try easing off transient settings, and if it's too crunchy in a bad way, you can experiment with Complex Pro, knowing it'll often be smoother but a little less punchy. Now we build the heart of the lesson, the automation first break control rack, on the break track, and an audio effects rack. Inside that rack, build this device order, auto filter, then drum bus, then saturator, then beat repeat, then utility. This rack is going to become your performance panel. And here's the coaching move that most beginners skip. We're not just mapping parameters. We're also setting sensible min and max ranges so every macro position sounds intentional. Click map in the rack. Let's map 5 macros. Macro 1. Name it DJ HP filter. In auto filter, set it to high pass mode. Map frequency to macro 1. Set the macro range from about 80 Hz up to 20k. Optionally map resonance 2, but keep it subtle, like 0.7 up to 1.2. You want DJ sweep, not painful whistle. Macro 2. Name it break bite. Map drum bus drive from 0 to about 25. Map drum bus crunch from 0 to about 30%. Map saturator drive from 0 to about 6 dB. This macro is your intensity knob. Teacher note, it's really easy to turn this into it just gets louder. We don't want that. In a moment, we'll gain stage it so it gets more aggressive without jumping in volume. Macro 3. Name it Air LP. This is for darkening the break in breakdowns, like a radio vibe. The simplest beginner way is to use a second auto filter set to low pass and map its frequency. If you prefer not to duplicate devices, you can do that later, but for clarity, add another auto filter, set it to low pass, and map frequency from 20k down to about 2k. Macro 4. Name it stutter. In beat repeat, set interval to 1/4, grid to 1/16, variation to 0 and gate around 30 to 60%. Map chance from 0 to about 35%. Map mix from 0 to about 40%. This macro is spice. Phrase endings only. If you leave it on all the time, your drums stop feeling like drums and start feeling like a plugin demo. Macro 5. Name it mono tight. Map utility width from about 60% down to 0%. This is a secret weapon. Narrowing right before a drop makes the drop feel wider even if you didn't add anything. It's pure contrast. Now do the performable macro test. Loop a section of your break, and slowly twist each macro from 0 to 100. If any macro hits a point where it completely kills the sound in a way you don't want, go back into macro mapping and adjust the min/max range. This is you designing an instrument, not just assigning knobs. Quick gain staging tip for break byte. Set break byte to 0 and look at the break track meter. Now set break byte to around 70. If the meter is way louder, add a utility inside the rack, or use the existing utility and reduce gain a bit so the loudness is roughly similar. Now when you automate intensity, it reads as energy and tone, not just volume. Alright, now we layer one shots for modern punch, because even legendary breaks often need extra smack in a modern DNB mix. On kick, load a drum rack. Put a punchy kick on C1. Program a simple two-step. Tick on beat 1 and beat 3 of the bar. In Ableton terms, that's 1.1 and 1.3. On snare, another drum rack. Snare on D1. Program snares on beats 2 and 4, so 1.2 and 1.4. Classic. On hat/shuff, load a drum rack with a closed hat and maybe a shaker. Start with steady eighths or sixteenths, and then add a couple offbeat hits to create roll. Don't overthink it. For DJ tools, consistency is a feature. Do quick clean-up mixing. On kick, add a Q8 and cut some mud around 200 to 400 if it's boxy. On snare, add drum bus with drive around 5 to 15, and send a tiny amount to short REV. On hats, high pass with auto filter around 200 to 400 to keep low garbage out of the mix. Now let's make the break behave so it can sit with your one shots. Duplicate the break clip a few times to make variations. Name them break A clean, break B busier, break C filtered intro. On break B, do beginner-friendly edits. Maybe reduce the gain of a couple overly loud hits. You can also delete a kick transient right before a snare to create a little pocket. That tiny space screams jungle without needing any extra samples. If the break is roomy and messy, you can add a gate after it. The goal is just to tuck tails, not to chop the groove into silence. Now we shift into the main concept. Automation first arrangement. We're going to shape energy like a DJ, in 8-bar blocks. Before arrangement view, let's set up snapshot scenes in session view so you can audition energy states fast. Create scene rows named intro, build, drop, breakdown, outro. In each scene, choose which break clip plays and which drum layers are active. For example, intro could be break C, maybe lighter hats, maybe no punchy kick yet. Build could be break A with a little more hats. Drop is break A or break B with all layers. Breakdown could be break C again with less kick. Outro could return to something mixable and simple. Now hit record in arrangement and perform a quick 2-minute pass. Launch scenes in order, and only touch two macros while you perform. I recommend DJ HP filter and break byte for your first pass. Keep it simple. You're basically recording a DJ-style automation performance. Once you've recorded that pass into arrangement view, we clean it up with a DJ mindset. 8-bar phrases. Go to arrangement view. Find your intro section. We're aiming for a simple structure. 16 bars intro, then 8 bars build, 32 bars drop, 16 bars breakdown, 32 bars second drop, and a clean outro if you want it. Let's talk specific automation moves you can draw or tidy up from your performance. Intro, 16 bars. Automate DJ HP filter so it starts more filtered and opens slightly. A common move is starting around 150 Hz and moving toward 600 Hz across the intro. That sounds backwards if you're thinking open means more low end, but here's the vibe. For mix-ins, you often keep the low end reduced and the mid energy controlled, and then you reveal the full weight at the drop. So in the intro, keep it somewhat filtered and controlled. Keep break byte low, like 10 to 20%. Stutter off. Mono tight can be moderately narrow if you want it to feel smaller than the drop. Build. 8 bars. Increase break byte a touch. Add some echo send on the last 2 bars for tension. And automate mono tight narrower right before the drop. Maybe moving from 60% width down toward 20%. Again, contrast. We're setting up the moment. Drop. 32 bars. On the downbeat of the drop, snap DJ HP filter open so the low end is back, somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz depending on your break. Increase break byte to taste. Now add stutter only at phrase ends. A very DJ-friendly pattern is stutter moments at bar 8, bar 16, and bar 32. Even just a quick raise of the stutter macro near the end of the bar can sound like a fill without changing the core groove. Breakdown, 16 bars. Use AirLP to darken the top end. Bring it down so you're somewhere around 4 to 6K. Reduce drums, maybe drop your kick layer. keep a filtered brake and hats. Add a little more short REV send for space, but keep it clean. If reverb is taking over, put an EQ8 after your reverb on the return and high pass at around 300 to 600. That way you can push reverb without the low mids turning into fog. Second drop, 32 bars. Bring it back like the first drop, but create progression without changing your whole sound. You can switch to break B for 16 bars, or slightly change the hat groove. Push break bite a bit more than the first drop. Ease off mono tight so it gets wider. And add a couple more stutter moments, but keep it controlled. Now the transition glue, the noise riser. On the FX noise track, load a noise sample, or create one. If you have operator, you can use a noise source there, but a sample is totally fine. Add auto filter to shape it, and add a big reverb for size. Automate the filter opening over 8 bars into a drop. Then automate the reverb or send to rise toward the drop, and here's the key DJ move. Cut it instantly on the downbeat of the drop. That sudden stop creates impact. Optional but very clean. Sidechain the noise so it ducks when the drop hits. Put a compressor on FX noise. Enable sidechain. And choose break or kick as the source. Ratio around 4 to 1. Fastish attack. Medium release. And lower the threshold until you hear it breathe with the groove. This keeps transitions loud and exciting without masking your drums. Two more DJ tool finishing touches. Put a limiter on the master just as a safety while you're learning. Ceiling at -1 dB. Don't rely on it to fix clipping everywhere. It's just to prevent surprise peaks while you experiment.